guys. Welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Pari Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope you all have had a phenomenal week so far, enjoying the nice weather, that nice UV. There is nothing better than a good UV index. Oh my God. Anyways, I hope that we've had a great week so far, a phenomenal Sunday, and thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I'm so excited to get into it, so without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Today, I wanted to get into the feeling that you are enough, you know, truly believing that you are good enough, how you get there, what that journey looks like, and how you even start it, you know. I think that the feeling that you are enough is so hard to genuinely believe, because so much in this life we are told that you are not good enough, that you don't look good enough, that you don't sound good enough, that your talent isn't there, like whatever it is. Throughout this life you will get told that you are not good enough, you know, whether that's how you dress, how you look, how you speak, your talent, your skill set, like whatever it is. There are going to be people in this world who are going to tell you that you don't have it, that you are not it, that you are not good enough. So that's just where I wanted to kind of break that down, because I truly don't think that we realize the effect that that actually can have on us, and have on our self-esteem, have on our self-worth, and have on just our perspective, how we hold ourselves, our standards that we even give ourselves, you know? It all stems from something, and I think whenever you feel like you are good enough, right? That is whenever you are on cloud nine, you know your worth. Vice versa though, if you don't, it can affect so much of your life. And that's just where I kind of wanted to break it down, because this topic in general, it's so complex. We're not gonna be able to get into every part of it today, but I did just wanna kind of start the conversation because I think it's important. And I myself, I've been there, honestly, majority of my life, I have been there with the feeling of just not feeling good enough, or being told that I'm not good enough. I've heard that so many times, truthfully. But with that being said though, I think it's more about how you respond and what you actually believe from it. So anyways, let's get into it. If you are watching or listening to this episode and you can relate to either not feeling like you're good enough or wanting your self-worth to be more, just know that I'm here. Just know that we're here. Just know that you are not alone, and that feeling is completely fucking normal. Let me tell you that much. But I think that the first thing that it tells me, because I mean, like, again, I have felt this, I still do feel it, is where did it come from, you know? And I think if you truly do not feel like you are good enough, it most likely stemmed from someone telling you that you aren't. And the reality of it, that's just the world, that's just life. Not everyone in this world is gonna think that you have it. Some people aren't gonna see your potential, they aren't gonna see your talent, they aren't gonna see what you can actually give out to this world. And that's okay, you know, because again, you are not for everybody. That is our two guys. We all have so many gifts and talents and ways that we can add value to this world and add value to our community. But that's just what we also have to realize, that value add is not going to be for everybody. It's only going to be for a select group of people. But that's where, once you find your people, hold on to them, right? And I think that that's honestly what makes it so much more precious, whenever we actually accept and realize that not every single person is going to like us. We are not going to be everyone's type. We are not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that's okay, because literally think about your life. Like, you don't like everyone, right? And I mean, like, it's not personal, but it's just like, you just don't, it's not that connection. You don't have that banter, conversation, feeling, whatever it is, with everyone in this world, and that is okay. But I think just knowing that you are for somebody, and you are for people out there, and there are people out there who are going to see your worth, there are people out there who are going to see your talent, to see your value, and are going to want to embrace that, right? And it's hard. It is so hard to find that group of people, right? Because again, it's so selective. Think about how selective you are, right? Think about how unique that your personality is, right? Think about how rare you truly are, right? You're one in a fucking dozen. You know what I'm saying? So if you are a one in a dozen, what makes you think that it is gonna take that quick to find the other, right? But just think about it this way. You are a diamond, right? You are the shiniest diamond in this world. Because again, you are unique. You are uniquely yourself. There is no one else like you. You are a diamond. But that also brings me to, if you are this shiny, priceless diamond, what makes you think that it's gonna be easy to find those diamonds scattered all across the world, right? Because again, there are not gonna be people who see things the way you do, who see your visions and see your dreams and see what you truly can offer and hear what you have to say, right? And being around people who don't see that, it can truly affect your confidence so much, because it's like what you believe that you have and that you're capable of, they don't. It is so easy to believe what others have to say about you versus staying true and believing what you know that you are actually capable of. It's just so easy to flip that switch. It's such a quick flip to switch too. I mean, like you hear one person saying that you're weird, or you hear one person saying that you're fat, or that you're too big, or that you sound weird, or that you're stupid, or this or that. And it's like that little voice inside your head starts to question things, right? Do I sound weird? Am I fat? Should I be here? Am I weird? Am I stupid? And the second that we start to question ourselves in that way, in that negative way, it's so easy to fall down that rabbit hole, right? Because that's whenever you're just gonna start to nitpick every wrong thing about yourself. And guys, we are all not perfect. Literally every single person in this world has a flaw, if not multiple flaws, right? And just because you don't see them does not mean that they are not there, right? It's just because you see them in such a different perspective. But I bet you money, one, that there are either people out there who are nitpicking those perfect people in your head, or two, those perfect people that you idolize and look up to, they, I promise you, have days and nights where they are looking at themselves in the mirror or staying up super late at night and just questioning something about themselves. I think honestly the challenge with it is choosing what to believe, you know? I think especially whenever it comes to the feeling of your self-worth and trying to feel like you are good enough for everything that this life has to offer, that is not easy. It is not easy. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel intimidating. It can come with a lot of self-doubt, truthfully. The road to gaining your self-worth comes with so much self-doubt. And that is why I think it is so hard and why we can fall short of it sometimes, because we can get sucked into doubting ourselves rather than using that self-doubt as being like, you know what? I may not be great at this. I know that I don't do this well, but what I do know that it's not gonna stop me, you know? And that's just where I think that we have to be able to recognize and acknowledge our weaknesses for what they are. You know, like we cannot pretend like they aren't there. We cannot pretend like they aren't holding us back in some way, shape, or form, because they are. You know, like that's what weaknesses do. They are intended to hold you back, right? But I think if we can just look at our weaknesses as not necessarily something that dictates our life, but really something that we can use to work around to make sure that we get there, right? Because if we don't, guys, if we do not acknowledge and recognize our weaknesses, they are just gonna continue to come up and show up repeatedly, right? But if we learn to adapt, if we learn to handle and manage and work around our weaknesses and work with our weaknesses, we are going to be able to achieve so much more. You get to this, right? Going back to, you most likely heard something from somebody that said something about you that made you question your self-worth. And this is where I want to challenge you. Because we were so quick to believe someone else's opinion of us that made us believe that we were not good enough, that we did not have the talent to go after that, that we could not use our voice, that we were not strong enough, that we were not fast enough, that we were not pretty enough, that we were not skinny enough, you know? Like, I've literally heard all of those things, and it's so fucking exhausting to always hear what you can't do. And I feel like as you grow up, you're gonna hear so many times what you shouldn't be doing, what you can't be doing. Like, I literally feel like growing up, I heard the word shouldn't and can't more than I heard the word should and go for it. Like, some people probably had bad intentions behind it, but there's also some people who probably just wanna protect you, right? There's some people who can't see your visions, they can't see your big goals and dreams that you have for yourself because they haven't been there, you know? They haven't even, their minds haven't even allowed themselves to dream that big, and it's not their fault, it's just their minds aren't capable of seeing bigger possibilities out there. And I think that it just comes back to whenever you're growing up and you are hearing constantly what you shouldn't do, what you can't do, what you're not going to be good at, what you need to stay away from, what you need to be on the lookout for, it puts you in this mode that just makes you fearful. That makes you, you're not necessarily chasing after a dream. You're not necessarily chasing after a goal. You're more so just trying to avoid bad outcomes. And I have found whenever you are living to avoid bad outcomes, the outcomes are going to happen regardless. Because again, that is like the frequency. That is like the energy that you are putting out into the world. It's not a frequency and mindset of abundance. It's more so a mindset and energy of avoidance. And that's just where I think we can avoid the hard things in life. We can avoid our weaknesses. But just knowing that the hard things in life, the weaknesses that you have, those do not dictate your worth. Those do not dictate if you are good enough. Those do not dictate if you are good enough to go after something, right? I promise you, if you had made mistakes before, if you had said something that you didn't mean or whatever it is, your mistakes do not let them define you. You are the only person who has the power, who has the say on whether or not your mistakes define you. It is so hard to not let those mistakes define you, but I think this goes back to those mistakes, those moments of weakness. We have to see why we put ourselves into that situation, why we made that choice, but then just learn from it, right? Like, if you make mistakes and if you aren't learning, that's whenever things are not okay. Because that's whenever it is becoming a conscious choice. You know exactly what you're doing and you're just choosing to be bad, right? Like, it's as simple as that. You're just choosing to be horrible. But I think if we make mistakes and continue to learn from them, that should show yourself, that should show your family, your friends, your community, the world, that you aren't a bad person. You just are trying to learn and navigate who you are and finding who you are, you know? And it's hard. And with that journey, you're gonna be making a lot of mistakes, and you might hurt some people, you might even hurt yourself, you know? I've hurt myself, I think, more than I've hurt people, and I've hurt people before. And I think just realizing that the world is so much bigger than yourself, that being said, do not let the world make you small either. And I think that's such a fine line between not living a selfish life, but being selfish with your life. There's such a difference. I think you can be selfish with how you live your life and what you do and your routines. You can be selfish with how you manage your time, with who you spend your time with. But not being selfish with the time that you have, right? Not being selfish with your people, with the world, with your community, you know, like, whenever you are with your people, be with them. Show them gratitude. Show them love. Show them support. Like, show them that you have them, right? And that's where I think being selfish to create a life that is true to you, but then once you do create that life, being completely selfless and giving back to every part and stage that that life has to offer you. Because that's whenever you get so much beauty, because you have created such a beautiful life, and now you get to a point where you can choose to share it with as many people as you want. And that is where I think it all just comes down to choices. You know, if you want to choose to learn, if you want to choose to be selfish, if you want to choose to make the world a better place, if you want to choose to use your voice, if you want to choose to listen to that, if you want to choose to listen to that person's opinion versus your own, like, everything in life is a choice, truthfully. I mean, it literally comes down to, even you can choose what thoughts that you believe, that you listen to. There's so much power in that whenever you do realize that you have the choice. It is your choice. It is your decision to make. I'm getting off topic. Anyways, going back to just the feeling like you are good enough, you know, how do you, so let's break this down. So we kind of just got through whenever a person tells you that you aren't good enough, whether that's, and I think that that honestly is such a pivotal moment in our life, because at that point, it's like self-help journey starting, you know, it's like literally it is starting, because you're starting to go down that rabbit hole in your thoughts. But I just want all of us, I really hope that all of us, myself included, can just learn that whenever people out there tell you that you're not good enough, that you don't look good enough, that your body's not good enough, that you don't sound good enough, that you don't dress good enough, that you aren't fast enough, that your skill sets aren't there, whatever it may be, I just hope that we all realize now that we can choose just not to believe them. We can acknowledge it and be like, okay, you know, like, if that's what you think about me, that's what you think. You know, like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I'm not that. You can just watch me and I'll prove to you that I'm not that, you know? But I think to get to that level, it takes, that's where I honestly think that your self-love journey really starts to kick in. Because I think it also comes down to really asking yourself, am I going to let someone else's opinion of me dictate my self-worth, dictate how I feel, how I view myself? Whenever we start to go down that rabbit hole of thinking that we are not good enough, it changes how we move, you guys. It changes our confidence. It changes our discipline. It changes our motivation. The urge to go see your friends, your family, your tone, how you're talking, even like the language that you use. Like, you will start to notice whenever you do start to go down that rabbit hole, the way that you're wording things is gonna start to feel and sound more like chores to do. You're gonna start to talk probably more negative towards yourself. And I just think that if we can be aware of our thought patterns and of what our thoughts are actually telling us, we can actually learn to choose what we believe and what we can just kind of brush off. That's kind of where I'm at now. I mean, which is so crazy, I was like 6 or 7 years old. I don't know what age I was, but I can vividly remember this moment in my life so clear, which is crazy. And I was in a pool and I was with 2 other girls. And I mean, I'm like not big by any means, but I'm not like rail thin either. I never was. I would always, like, I always had like a little oomph like about me, like in like my stomach, and my mom just gave me, you feel me? But I remember being in this pool and there were 2 girls there with me. And they were very thin. We were just like playing like around in the pool. And one of the girls goes, okay, we are going to rank ourselves in order from baddest to skinniest. And then she just starts ripping it. And she goes, Carly, you're the baddest. You're the medium. And I am the skinniest. And I just remember that moment so clear. And I went back to my house. I was like crying to my parents. And I was like, I'm fat. Like, I'm so fat. But like, it like, and like that seems so freaking silly now because we were so young, like whatever. But even just, I mean, like we've all probably heard things throughout, even as young as being like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And even between that comment and during middle school, like I would be getting called fat. During my time in college, I was definitely got called fat, especially my freshman and sophomore year, which mind you, I definitely had gained some weight, do not get me wrong. So the conversation was definitely, I think, warranted, but that's the thing though, is that if you do get to a point where you might need to reel it back in, whether it's your life choices, your weight, whatever it is, there's just a way to say it. It's not just flat out blatantly be like, you look terrible, you're fucking fat. I think just from my own personal experiences, you know, like hearing those comments throughout my life, it still does affect me, you know? Like I still look at myself way too long in the mirror, pinching my fat, pinching the sides of my stomach, pinching my arm fat right here. Like I still get fixated on it. And I literally have to talk myself out of not even not being fixated, because I will still, like, I can't even help myself whenever I go and look at myself in the mirror and just look at the fat on my body. But it's more so internally, I have to talk myself down and out of it and tell myself, your body is allowing you to live a healthy lifestyle. You are able to work out twice a day. You are able to walk 5 miles a day. You are able to do everything that you want to do right now. So for me, like if my body is healthy, if my body is strong, if I am able to do everything that I want to do in my life, I have no room to complain about it. I have no room. And that's just kind of what I had to tell myself and talk myself out of going down that rabbit hole of thinking and looking at my body and just criticizing it. Instead, looking at my body and being like, look, it may not look like a Victoria's Secret supermodel body, but one thing that my body can do is it can move, and it can walk, it can run, it can lift, it can play pickleball, it can walk up and down the stairs, it can hike, it can do so much for me. So I'm like, why am I gonna hate it? Why? And honestly, I got to a point in high school, I did not have self-confidence at all. I did not think I was good enough for anything in high school, I'm not gonna lie. Just because I listened to so many other girls in high school or would just compare myself to what they looked like. And I just did not believe in myself. I did not trust myself. And I think that, again, we all have probably been there before. And it's so hard to get yourself out of that. But I think it honestly comes to a point that you just get so exhausted of hating yourself that is whenever you choose to start to love yourself. I mean, like, that was just, like, from my own personal experience. I just started waking up, and I was like, this is so fucking exhausting to feel like this, to feel like I wasn't worth it, to feel like I didn't belong, to not feel confident, to not trust myself. Like, it was just truly the most draining and exhausting feeling. And I was just like, one day I woke up and I was like, fuck this. I was like, if people laugh at me, people laugh at me. If they don't think that I can do this, let me just prove them wrong. If they think I sound stupid, let them just keep listening to me sound stupid. If they think I'm fat, let them be skinnier. You know, like it just got to a point for me that I honestly just refused to let anyone's opinion of me dictate what I felt about myself. And that does not mean that I don't feel it. That does not mean that it does not still hurt sometimes to hear and see negative comments it's never easy, obviously. But I think just getting to a point with yourself that where you know exactly who you are, where you know what you stand on, you know your worth, you know what you're capable of. Once you get to that point, it's really funny actually, because you're probably going to get a lot more respect. Once you start to move in a way where you know your self-worth, where you are setting your boundaries and you are standing on your boundaries, where you are walking in the room like you own the place, and every single room that you walk in, you are walking in shoulders back, feeling confident, chin up, letting everyone know that you are that girl. That is how we should be moving all the fucking time. Literally, all the time. It doesn't matter if we are walking into Walgreens or if we are walking into a movie premiere. We should be walking and holding ourselves the exact same way. Like we are confident, like we are deserving, like we are that bitch, and knowing it. Because I promise you, if you start to hold yourself to that standard, to that level of confidence, it is literally going to change your life. I'm not even kidding you. It is going to change your life. But like, people are going to stare, they're going to talk. But that's the thing, is like, let them talk. Let them talk as you're walking by them. Because you're walking towards something and they're staying still, right? So that's just where I think knowing and accepting that people are going to talk regardless, but not letting that take down your light, not letting that stop you from holding yourself confidently, not letting that question if you are good enough to be there. That's also where I think that self-doubt, it can really question whether or not you are meant to be in certain rooms. You know, this is something that I even still struggle with, even just because the rooms that I'm starting to get in are very high level. They're amazing. Whether it's just with like very high caliber people or CEOs, whatnot. And sometimes I'll be like, I don't know, like if I should be here, you know? But that's just where too I think that we can get into rooms and we question whether we deserve to be in there or whether we are good enough to be in that room. I mean, like, I even catch myself doing that. I've been just between my sales job and social life and everything, I find myself, especially more recently, getting in very like high caliber, high level rooms with a lot of great people. And with that, like, I've even caught myself being like, am I good enough to be here? Like, am I dressed good enough? Do I look good enough? Do I smell good enough? Am I speaking good enough? Like, there's just so many of that, am I good enough behind it, you know? And whenever I find myself questioning if I'm good enough to be in that room, if I am good enough to talk to this person, if I am good enough to literally do anything in this fucking world, I take a step back and I literally look myself in the eye and I say, if not you, then who? If not you, then who? Literally though, because my thing is too, if they can be in that room, there is no reason why you cannot be in that room either. If they found their worth, if they showed that they were deserving and worthy to be in that room, to be in that conversation, whatever it may be, you are just as deserving, you are just as worthy to do the same thing. The thing is too, guys, you don't have to prove to anyone else that you belong. That is something I honestly wish I learned sooner, because I spent and wasted so much time and energy trying to prove to so many people that I was worth it, that I was good enough, that I belonged in that room, that I belonged in that conversation. And I mean, like, looking back on it now, it was literally just like beating down on a dead horse almost. Because if you have to prove your self-worth, if you have to prove your value to somebody, they aren't gonna see it. They aren't gonna see it. The right people will see your worth, will see your value from the jump. They are not gonna make you prove your worth. They are not gonna make you prove that you belong there. They are just gonna show you that you belong there. And that is the difference That is how you will know that you are with the right people. Whenever you no longer feel like you're having to prove to others what you're capable of, what you're meant for, what you deserve, but now they are showing you even more what you deserve, what you're worth, and what you're capable of. They are giving you more than what you could even see, right? And that's where I think that just surrounding yourself by the right people truly can make or break in this life. It can add so much value, and vice versa, it can take a lot of value away from yourself too. But that's just where I also want to challenge you, challenge myself as well, just to not give people the power to take away your worth, to take away your self-love. Do not let someone have the power to make you question if you belong. You belong in every room that you can imagine yourself in. If you can imagine it, it can happen. And that's where I really want to challenge myself, you guys, to not dictate your self-worth on what people say. Do not dictate if you belong based on other people, right? Be the one who dictates your self-worth. Be the one who dictates if you belong in that room. Be the one who dictates if you are valuable or not. You know, do not let anyone else dictate that but you. That is where your confidence, your power is going to literally become so strong, because there's not going to be one person that can tell you that you don't belong, that can tell you literally anything about yourself, because your self-worth is going to be so strong that someone can come up and give you the nastiest comment ever. And again, yes, it may hurt, but it's not gonna shake how you see yourself. It's not gonna shake what you know that, it's not gonna shake what you know that you deserve. It's not gonna shake what you know that you are capable of. Yes, it may hurt your feelings a little bit, but again, it's not gonna change the end goal for you. So I think just holding on to your end goal, holding on to the person that you know that you are, knowing that you belong, that you're worthy, that you are deserving, and that you are good enough. Again, do not let anyone make you believe that you are not good enough. You are good enough for anything that you can set your mind to. If you can think it, you can do it, right? Believe it. Believe that your voice is worth hearing. Believe that your body is worth loving. Believe that your value is worth sharing. Trust yourself, love yourself, and tell yourself every single day that you deserve it and that you are good enough. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week to Simply You. I have really, really loved this conversation. It's sure as hell not the end of this conversation, but I hope that you all leave this episode just feeling more confident, feeling and knowing that you all are good enough, and knowing that you belong. You belong. Have an amazing Sunday, you guys. Make sure to tune in, like, and subscribe for next week. And I cannot wait to see you guys next week here on Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you, guys. Bye.